Good morning with us on a Monday morning is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
This morning in your column, we see the issue of reform, and we heard on Friday that the governor was going to tie his budget and spending plan to several reforms, and it looks like the reaction is what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, lawmakers predictably are not happy. They believe that the governor has targeted them for reforms, which he has. He has said he won't adopt a state budget without the legislature agreeing to ethics reforms. But in response, they're now saying, well, we'll do some ethics reforms, but they should also cover the governor. He's got issues as well. They note that he has long lived with his celebrity chef girlfriend, Sandra Lee, who does not, because they're not married, have to file public financial disclosures like spouses of lawmakers do. They mention how he made outside income as high as $900,000 for writing his book. So there's a lot of things that they would like to see done as well that would impact the executive.
From that, you have a little blurb here about Speaker Silver and an update on some talk that he might give up his seat or stop coming to Albany.
Yeah, the former speaker says no, he's committed to being a rank-and-file legislator, that he'll represent his district the best way he can and believes ultimately that he'll be exonerated from the criminal charges he faces.
Got a long way to go for that. And, of course, you know, we heard the U.S. Attorney, Preet Bharara, say stay tuned.
Yeah, obviously that sent a chill down the spines of the legislature. He says there's multiple investigations going on. Obviously, Shelley Silver is a top fish that he got, you know, if he can get the conviction. But as you said, there's a long way to go.
And finally, as spring training returns, a nice little piece there on Pedro Martinez, the Red Sox pitcher and Mets pitcher, and being honored in the legislature.
Yeah, he's heading to the Hall of Fame and Dominican Heritage Month, so he's going to be in Albany, I believe, on Thursday to be honored by the legislature. So Met fans will be happy, Yankee fans, maybe some of the lawmakers will chant, "Who's your daddy?" like they used to when he was pitching.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News and the Monday columnist, and you can get more at nydailynews.com. And Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.
You too. See you, man. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
Bye.